You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Hola, amigos. It is Friday. You've reached the weekend, and what a day it is. Games everywhere of note. LSU, Florida tomorrow night. Tulane looking to go 5-1 tomorrow afternoon. The Colonels, another home game, looking to add another W there, continue their role. Saints, Jaguars coming up here on Sunday. Yep, I just checked. Jacksonville still favored. I don't really know what to say about that. That's right.
Good luck with that.
It's the grass. That's what everyone keeps telling me. It's about grass. We got a full show for you here as well. But, oh yeah. That's right. Your first chance to see Zion on the Smoothie King Center court, ladies and gentlemen, as it is Pelicans preseason basketball, where you're home for Pelicans basketball. Of course, ESPN New Orleans, super pumped. Pelicans warm-up coming your way at 6 o'clock. That's me. I'll be live at in the concourse. I'm going to give you the section here as soon as I find out. But basically, when you come up the escalators, look to your right. We'll be over there and getting you ready for Pelicans tip-off as well with the Pels Radio Network going at 6:30. But 6 o'clock, we'll be there from the arena. It's the only home preseason game. We're going to talk to Todd Graffanini coming up here in a matter of minutes about that as well. Sure, he's pumped. He's called two games already, but it's been on foreign courts. It has not been at the Smoothie King Center, so his first game at home to call it. Super pumped up about that. Got a long list for you. We're going to talk a little high school football. Coach Frank Monica, Mark Bonice. That's Rummel, Brother Martin. I might have a little, you know.
Little interest there.
Little interest in that. Casey Gisclair is going to join us at 12:45. Talk a little high school football for that. Rafael Esparza, 12:30. Also, we'll hear from Mr. Karl Malone, perhaps, this hour around 12:15.
The mailman.
Why would that happen, Jay Hargrave?
Because we're right here in his store right now, 6601 Veterans Boulevard. Welcome in Steve Stanky, the general manager here for, of the place. And, Steve, we appreciate you having us here today.
Thanks for having me, guys. I love having you guys here.
Yeah, listen, this is this place is phenomenal. When you walk around, you can see the quality of the products that you guys have. Tell us a little bit about the place.
Well, if I had to tell you one thing about the product, our CEOs would call us a pant company all day long. We're best-in-class materials, quality, stitching on them. But we carry more than that. We carry backpacks, boots, shooting gear, anything for the outdoor adventure.
Y'all even have Black Rifle Coffee. That's a military-based company.
Yeah, that's like one of our number one sellers. We're great friends with the Black Rifle Coffee guys. We're one of the only places that you can get it local in New Orleans. And we sell out of it almost every single month, and guys come in for more and more of it. It's amazing stuff.
And you can even try it here, right?
Yeah, we got a coffee kiosk. Come on in. We got a fresh pot brewing 24/7 that the store is open. Come in anytime, and we'll have a fresh cup for you.
You know, it's pretty cool. Obviously, hunting, fishing, you think of outdoors, you think of Louisiana here as well. But a lot of this stuff, I'm trying to kind of paint the picture of what it sort of be like. It's almost like I'm walking in to like one of the outdoor companies that you're familiar, that you know you've been familiar with outside of areas here as well. But it's incredible. It's like I see, you know, obviously pictures of mountains, snow trails, woods, things of that nature. So it's basically anything that you can use or you think you could use outside is good for you. A little weatherproof, waterproof, things of that nature.
Yes, yeah, yes, sir, yeah. So we dabble in a lot of different stuff. We dabble in CrossFit. We dabble in outdoor shooting sports. If you're a police officer or a military guy, there's a good chance that 5.11 makes one or two or three pieces of your gear.
Right. And when you say that, you look at it and it's all over the place, from backpacks to, you know, travel gear and things like that. It's very reminiscent of a lot of military gear.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we've been best in industry with our designs. Everybody in the industry, they try to be as good as 5.11 or better. Mm-hmm. And we've just been a staple with the military and law enforcement forever.
Yeah, look, I was in here Monday talking to you, and it was a customer by the name of John Wiggins. He walks out. He's trying on pants. They look phenomenal. But then he tells me in a private conversation, I've been wearing 5'11 for 10 years. And where he works, he buys one pair of pants. His coworkers, he told me, go through five or six pairs of jeans. That's almost impossible to me, the type of quality, because today it seems like everybody's cutting quality to get maybe a cheaper price. But you guys have a quality product that's going to last. Maybe you pay a little bit more now, but you save money down the road.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah. It's not unusual for our pants. 4, 5, 6 years of hard use. And we go the exact opposite way of what you're saying. We don't cheap on the gear. We go the exact opposite. We want everything bar-tacked, everything, the best quality materials, the highest end nylon we can get. Everything is just the best quality that we can get.
Sounds
good.
Speak
of the devil.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, Jay, we'll talk to you in a little bit here. Steve, as well, thank you for joining us here. And we'll hear from the mailman here coming up in this hour. Appreciate it so much. Yeah, as I mentioned, super pumped. And I know I'm excited for coming up later this afternoon because... Yes, oohs and ahs. You heard that, of course, all along the arena. That was the Zion dunk. Shaquille down the lane, shovels it to Zion. Spinning! 360! Two-hand rail! Ooh and ah. Ty Graffanini joins us, voice of your New Orleans Pelicans at NT Graff. My friend, can you even put into words what it's going to be like for you to call your first home game at the Smoothie King Center and really for Pels fans to get an up-close personal look at this team, including the individual's dunk you just called?
Yeah, very excited, Gus. And if it's any indication of what we've seen on the road, they're going to come out. There were more than 15,000 people in Atlanta, and there were 18,000 people in Chicago two nights ago. So they're not coming to see the Pelicans. I can promise you that. Just by media contingent, and we've talked about it, that, you know, just being on the road with Daniel Salerson for that last couple weeks, the last couple days, they could not believe the amount of media that came for a preseason shoot-around. And that's just it's the way it's going to be everywhere we go, at least the first time that we're in a city. It's going to be like that every arena we walk into. But now we get a chance to enter the Smoothie King Center tonight. Of course, 10,000 people at the open practice last Saturday. You got to believe we're going to have well more than that number tonight. I personally know some people that are coming in out from out of town just to go to the game tonight, and it's a preseason game. So the hype's incredible. And I think from what we've seen, at least from number one, that's Zion Williamson, he's absolutely lived up to the billing so far.
You know, it's crazy to think about it. It's the only home preseason game. Next time the Pels will play at the Smoothie King Center, Todd, will be October 25th. It'll be the home opener, game two of the regular season after they open up against Toronto. So it'll be a little bit until you can go check that out. You know, you referenced the game on Wednesday in a couple different ways. Look, at the five-minute mark, down 15, kid was like, I want my bath. I'm like, all right, I went. I paused it, and I'm like, all right, you know, it's a loss, but there were some good things that you can kind of look at. You know, Zion's third quarter, look, the defense was kind of felt lethargic. I was going to ask you if you and the team went walking along Lake Michigan Avenue or something. They looked a little lethargic on a defensive end, but still, look, it's preseason, no big deal. Then I see a text in all caps, Jordan, what a game. I'm like, what are you talking about? They lost by 15. They were losing by more than that, 23 at the start of the fourth. And I go, you know, I put him down, I press play, and I watch a comeback, Todd, that I was just giggling because I'm like, this is preseason. The game doesn't matter. The fact that it matters to them, I think, was even more important than anything else.
Well, we've talked about the depth of the team, Gus, you know, constantly since we started this thing a few weeks back. And all the starters are on the bench. And, again, you're kind of cruising. And, look, it's a preseason game. Let's just get on the plane, get our deep dish for the post-game meal, and get back home and worry about Friday night. But N'Keal Alexander-Walker and Frank Jackson and Kenrich Williams and Jahlil Okafor, those guys had other ideas. And they just went on a roll. Josh Hart, they just started raining threes, Gus. They started playing fantastic defense. There was communication. You know, I saw Jeff Bezdelic the defensive assistant on the plane walking up. And I said, hey, coach, got, you know, locked him down. He goes, well, it took a while, but we finally got it going. But I just thought it was, I thought it was cool to watch Alvin Gentry just let those guys play. There were no substitutions down the stretch. Gus, it was those five. Mm-hmm. And they got it done. And when you, and by the way, at the very end, I was asking for a deflection, and Evan, watch it again. That was Kenrich Williams who deflected, or actually tipped that ball away towards midcourt that basically sealed it. So another nice defensive play right there. And I'll never forget this. I know it's very early in my NBA career, but the look on Frank Jackson's face when he was walking to greet his teammates after the horn had sounded, it looked like it was a playoff game as far as the intensity on his face. Right. And I'm thinking to myself, this is exactly what this young team needs. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter that it's preseason. You've got a bunch of young kids that are trying like heck to get on the court because it's so competitive with the depth on this team. But that's how you build a winning culture. And it doesn't matter if it's preseason. You find a way to win. They're competitive. They're out there. They're trying to win ball games. And that's what happened. And I love the reaction from those young guys after the game was over.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And I think that builds so well for the future of this franchise. Because, look, I don't think, you know, anyone's really expecting a trip to the NBA Finals this season, but you want to start building the DNA and your identity as a character and what this organization is going to be about. So, again, I know it's early. It's two preseason games, but you like what you're seeing. I want to leave off on this because we're going to talk a lot more about this, obviously, Pelicans warm-up and the tip-off coming up later tonight. Todd, that third quarter from Zion, it was almost like a light switched or something just clicked, and the fluidity in which he was getting shots, even though, don't do it to yourself. Don't go watch what Shannon Sharp had to say, basically calling it a layup drill in a layup line, and there was nothing impressive about it because clearly he didn't watch the game. There's no way you can watch that third quarter and say that it was ho-hum, basic layups. I don't know why he referenced that way when last night I turned on the Lakers game and they show three LeBron layups and everyone goes nuts. So, but that's what we're going to get this year. But that third quarter was impressive to me. You saw a handful of different scores from him in a number of different ways, but it was fluid. It didn't feel forced.
Yeah, and look, I think you just better stop watching national shows right now because it's going to get out of control. I know what Shannon Sharp said, and look, they're not asking him to do things that they don't want him to do. And I've been watching workouts for a month and a half, Gus. I watched 14 of those open, well, not open practices, but 15 of those workouts and training camp. I saw Zion Williamson literally take one shot from beyond 10 feet in all of those scrimmages that I watched. One, and that was an elbow jumper. He did not take one three-pointer in all of that time. And we were talking about that, you know, while we're watching. They don't want him to step out beyond the arc. That's not what they need him to do. They need him to do exactly what he did the other night. He's such a big body, especially below the waist, Gus. He can clear space. And when he clears the space, he is unstoppable and low because he knows how to finish, and he knows how to finish with both hands. He can go left, he can go right, and it's been very, very impressive, and that's exactly what we saw the other night. And why in the world would you be like, all right, well, he needs to expand his game?
Right.
Why? Because he scored 29 points on 12 makes.
Thank
what,
you.
What more do you want him to do? Score 50?
Like I said, I played it yesterday, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, is this real? Like, you're getting paid to just make outrageous. Here's the thing, what I'm starting to figure out, Todd, and you know this, they don't watch the games. They watch a highlight, and they see him do it, And then, you know, you got to grab your hot take. And look, it's not just him. Jay Williams going into the ESPN game on Wednesday when it televised. He said the same thing basically about not about the shooting, but he was concerned about Zion's knees and ankles because all he does is dunk and he goes strong. He needs to learn the, I'm sitting here. I'm like, Todd, he's 19. He hadn't played a second preseason game. I don't hear a single person concerned about LeBron's knees or ankles in his, what, 20th year or something that he's in? I mean, it's like, it's incredible. I mean, it's almost like they have to find some sort of reason to, I don't know. It's just nuts to me. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm with you. I'm going to do what you're telling me. Just go to the games, put on Fox Sports New Orleans if I want to watch it. Tune in ESPN New Orleans if I want to hear you make the call, and just worry about the team and watch what I watch and don't worry about what anybody says outside of here. Do what you do when it comes to the Saints, right? Because Drew Brees stinks, the Saints can't win, but just enjoy your team and go to the game and don't worry about it.
I agree wholeheartedly. New Orleans, you got a fun group. I can promise you I've watched two games, and I've had a blast calling these games. I'm just so glad to get back into the mix, so to speak, Gus, and just to be at home tonight and see a pretty solid team coming in Utah who is going to be picked at the top of the Western Conference. You know, it's good early competition. They're going to run a different style, so that's three games, three different styles that you're going to face defensively. It's preseason as we work towards opening night in Toronto. So what more do you want, man? Come on out. If you don't have a ticket, come on in. We got room for you. I don't know how much room is left, but we got some. And just enjoy New Orleans. Basketball is finally back in the city.
Looking forward to it, Graf. We'll be there, obviously, tipping things off at 6 o'clock with Pelicans warm-up from the concourse. And then I'm just going to go stand next to you. You cool with that? I'm just going to stand next to you. I want to hear the call, but I want to stand next to you. Sound good?
All good, man. All good.
All right, my man. Excited.
Can't wait to see you.
No, I know. Super pumped. That's Todd Graffinini, voice of your New Orleans Pelicans at ESPN Radio NOLA. And again, by the way, if you're looking at the app, 75 miles from here, it's an NBA thing that's been happening for one of the first two games. That's been an issue. I talked to Daniel about it. It's in the process of getting worked and fixed. Hopefully, let's see if it works tonight. But inside or around, draw a circle from the Smoothie King Center, 75 miles out. Should be able to listen to the radio call on the Pels app, and when you go to it, it'll say watch and listen, and you should tap it and it should work. It's been kind of in and out, and it's an NBA thing. It has nothing to do with the Pels, has nothing to do with us. It's a request that they've put out there to get it fixed via the NBA. So, but again, the regular season's a couple weeks away. It's the preseason, but if you ever want to listen to the radio call, how do you listen to it? How do you do it via an app or anything like that? It's not TuneIn and all that. It's the Pelicans app. Go download the Pelicans official app, and you should be able to do so, right? Easy enough. All right, quick break. Let's step aside real quick. And again, coming at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk a little NFL with Rafael here as well. 12:45, Casey Gisclore, talk a little high school football. We've got a ton to get into here in hours one and two. Mike Triplett, 105. Next, you know, we'll look at the injury report from the Saints here as well. There was somebody on there who's a little concerned. Alvin Kamara, a little concerned. Gary Smith covers Tulane at 1:30. Nick Monica, head coach for the Romo Raiders. Mark Bonice, head coach for the Brother Martin Crusaders, coming up at 2:05. Ryan Green from Jacksonville will tell us about the Jags. And maybe we'll check in with Marlon Favre right here as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover as we are live at 511 Tactical over here in Metairie. You can't miss us. Basically right across the street from Lafreniere Park and Vet, right before the exit right there, Best Buy, Vet area, a little strip mall. You can't miss us. Come on in and check out this store. It's pretty cool, man. It's pretty awesome for sure. It's the Sports Hangover, your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
LaFouche Ford has been part of our community for years. They have stayed committed to giving you great deals, competitive parts and pricing, and service after the sale. Through the years, they have supported your kids, your grandkids, your schools, your churches, and even your events. So help them to continue to support you. And remember, before you buy, give LaFouche Ford a try. Wishing all of our area football teams the best season ever.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Trud Gisclair. After nearly 12 years of public service as a state representative, I am ready to continue my commitment to the people of our region, serving as your next state senator for District 20. As a senior member of the Natural Resources Committee, Ag Committee, Transportation, Highways, and Public Works Committee, and as the state's vice chairman of the Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, these leadership experiences have prepared me to continue working for you as your next state senator. On October 12th, please vote for number 59, Jerry Trud Gisclair for Senator. Paid for by Jerry Gisclair Campaign.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back, too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in. I know we got a handful of guests. If you ever have a question for any of those guests here as well, feel free to do so. Looking forward to also involving Senior Andrew Lopez, who's tuning in, covering the Pels for ESPN.com. So happy about that, by the way. He's essentially pseudo part of the family. Like Mike Triplett covers the Saints, right? And Andrew will be giving you all of the – I went over – pretty much most of his tweets towards the end of the game. The guy was just a stat machine at the end of the game with some of the most amazing numbers following that Pels win Wednesday against the Bulls. Are you excited about tonight?
I'm absolutely excited about tonight. The way that team hustled, and you saw the defensive intensity pick up at the end of the game with those young kids, everybody fighting, trying to make a roster spot. I was very impressed with them.
Super excited as well to have Mr. Carl Malone join us here on the Sports Hangover as we are live at 5-11 Tactical over here in Metairie. And Carl, got to tell you, man, first off, good afternoon to you, man. How are you?
Good afternoon. I just heard hangover. Sports
hangover. Yeah, no, that's what you... exactly. Well, I mean, it's... Come on. You know, it makes sense, right, in New Orleans to have a sports show called the Sports Hangover.
Hey, don't take me down that road right there. Sure.
I hear you, guys, man.
How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Look, down the street from where I live, and we've passed the store several times. I've come in, and super excited to be here and being a part of it as well, but... I mean, it's impressive the amount of gear and really how it sort of tackles a handful of different areas here, from tactical to outdoors to getting, you know, worked out, not to kind of look like my body, probably more like yours. But, I mean, if you want to work out, you got clothes. If you want to go out in the woods, hike, mountains, you name it, or if you're in the tactical, you know, spectrum there, police, military, things of that nature, it's your one-stop shop, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, what people don't realize about it, when they think about 5-11, they think it's just tactical gear, but it's really everyday gear. And we have, we still get our women, workout stuff and all that in. But the fact of the matter is, Steve Stanky, who's our general manager, is doing a great job with our team, but I wear it every single day. So, that's why it's called, 5-11 by Carl Malone. So it's a signature store. We have the one in Ruston. And then we have the one there, but it's been amazing. But it's not just for our first responders and military. It's everyday wear. And like I said, I don't leave home without any of it, because you have to believe in what you wear. And I'm kind of rugged. I'm outdoors a lot, so it's just been an awesome fit for us in New Orleans, and every day it gets better and better. But, man, we're very, very excited. I don't get down as much as I need to or should, but like I said, I absolutely love the gear. And this is really an everyday wear. Sometimes people see tactical and it scares them away, but anybody, backpacks. All of my grandkids got the 5'11 backpacks. Of course, they like camouflage like myself, but I really want to take an opportunity to talk about our first responders and the job that they do. You know, our military, our police, our ambulance, and, you know, everybody that do a great job for us. And we do not give them enough credit. So this is kind of one of these things that is for everybody. But I just want to say to our men and women in uniform, we are forever grateful and indebted to them. They put their lives on the line every single day. And I say this, I get so sick of people talking about this police officer. This. Remember, they have families. They got friends. They want to get home to their family. It's our job as citizens to do our part. You know, they always talk about law enforcement. It's an officer job to defuse the situation. No, no, no. It's all of our jobs as citizens. It's things that we can do to make it better for them. And just remember, everybody, when you dial 911, who comes to see you no matter what? Our police officers. And it's bad characters in every profession. Athletes, unfortunately, sometimes radio hosts, not you guys, of course, now. You know, not, but you see what I'm saying, you know.
Right.
And we should have more respect, but that started home. So we're excited. Like I said, I'm Louisiana born and raised, so we're excited about the opportunity, and everybody has supported it 100%. So we're very excited to have our second store down there. Absolutely.
Look, we're right next to the wall of backpacks, man, that you have over here. And you do have a wall of backpacks with all kinds of styles. It's really cool. Like I said, it's ridiculous. I mean, it is so cool. And you mentioned the everyday gear. And, Jay, it is really a little bit of everything for anybody.
It absolutely is. And Carl, one of the things I really appreciate the comments you made, because my brother, first off, is in the military, my brother Bob, and that means a lot to me, the comments that you made. But you also have Black Rifle Coffee, which benefits the military, and you've got a station set up where any of your guests can just come in and get a free cup of coffee, get a taste of it. They can also purchase it, but they can get a free cup of coffee while they shop.
Absolutely. And, Jay, you guys, the thing about it is, Black Rifle Coffee was created by Special Ops. Tom Davin, the original of 5'11". So Tom Davin actually started. Now he's with Black Rifle Coffee, and a guy named Evan. So this right here is something that when you look at the Black Rifle Coffee, and I'm going to say this, guys, and I jump around. We dedicated that whole section to our military. We got our POW MIA flag, and I tell anybody, just come in and take a look at it, because it's truly amazing, and we went through great lengths to do it first class, and we want all of our veterans to come in, have a seat. They don't have to buy anything. We want them to, but they can come in, and to me, I'm a humongous military buff. I love our military. I wanted to be a Marine. So I want you guys to do something. Go over there and look, and you're going to see what a Marine logo. We love all of our branches of the military. And one that don't get enough love, who I think is some of the, I can say this, you guys don't have a beep on that. They're some of the most badasses in the world is our Coast Guard.
Yeah,
you know, people don't give them a lot of, they don't give them the love they deserve. Let me ask you a question. Who else would jump out in 15 to 25 foot seas?
Seas, right.
15 to 25 foot seas. Pitch dark, who would jump out in a raging wave to rescue people they don't even know? So our Coast Guard is amazing, but everybody is amazing. So, yes, sir.
Yeah, and you got a nice station over here in the Belle Chasse Air Station over there that you see every now and then when we, you know, have the air show and stuff. So you do have that Coast Guard station over there. You see them along the river as well.
Absolutely.
Carl, when you take a look at, as well, the attachment you have with the military and also just the tactical gear and just everyday gear. What's been, the thing that you've been the most proud of about being able to provide gear like this for people?
Yes, it's been amazing. It's been amazing, you know, with our military, because, like I said, we don't ever give them a lot of credit. So to be able to do something like this, to say, you know what, in a nutshell, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Freedom is not free. See, that's what people don't realize. You know, freedom is not free. All gave some gave all. If people don't know what that means with the POWMIA, that means every soldier gave something. But when they say all, that means somebody gave their life. And they got men and women. And what people don't realize, we're still recovering our POWMIA from wars way back when. So it should give us an opportunity to pause. And if you see a man or woman in uniform, or you know they're in uniform, go say thanks. Go say thanks to them. That's what life is about, and we don't do enough of that. I can't do it all, but I'm going to do my part. I promise you that. So to have you guys there today is amazing, and it's just awesome. So it's just amazing. It's just amazing how things like that work. Absolutely.
Well, Carl, having you guys on board with us is amazing for us, too. We're thrilled with this partnership that we have with you guys. This past Monday, I was in here meeting with Steve Stanky, and I mentioned this in the opening. It was a gentleman by the name of John Wiggins that was in here, and he told me he's been coming here, and he's been wearing 511 for 10 years. And once you guys opened here, he became a regular patron. He walked through the door right when we were finishing that segment. He's back in here today. He told me about the quality of the product that we have here. He said that he wears one pair of pants, and his coworkers buy 5 to 6 pairs of jeans to his one pair of 5'11s. It's like your basketball game when you play for the Jazz. It's nothing but quality, and you're turning it back over to the public with this store, 5'11.
Absolutely. And, guys, the thing about it is, first, of course, here's what I'll say to you. I would pay a little bit more for pants I can wear, and I got to tell on myself, I do wear mine sometimes 2 or 3 days, and we have a special coating on those pants as well. That's somewhat resistant to different things. If you got a wet towel sometimes, unless it's just, you know, mud, you can wipe them right down. That's what I love about them. They do have a coating on them, a special coating on them that you can wear them. And hey, look, I tell them myself, it's been time when I'm working and I don't want to put on another pair of pants because I want to keep them clean. Not that I don't have enough of them, but the fact of the matter is you can just wear those pants and they continue to do everything. And these are other people that go out there and get 5 or 10 pairs every month. They spend a little bit extra money, but the quality you get, and if something wrong with it, bring it back with a legitimate reason, and we'll do everything in our power to make it right. But I absolutely love it. Right now, I can say this, other than my whiteies underneath, I'm strictly all 5'11". Boots, pants, shirt, everything. So we're excited, and we're also excited. We got some stuff in the work that I'm going to be coming back down there here before Christmas. We're going to do a big thing there honoring our veterans and first responders. But anybody that want to come in, it's an everyday wear, not just military. So absolutely.
Sounds good. Carl, appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time this afternoon, man. Looking forward to talking a little bit more and also seeing you right before the holidays, like you said, man. We'll do anything we can to help you out.
Absolutely. And then when I talk, I know you guys did something that other people didn't. Y'all didn't go to sports. But go Pelicans and go Saints. Me and my wife always, she'd be best with me because my wife like a Dallas Cowboy. And I told her the other day when they played, I say, there's no way in the world I can root for the Cowboys, even though I love Lyle Collins, the right tackle. He got banged up. But anyway, guys, I appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. We can talk basketball and everything the next time I talk to you. But go Pel.
Sounds good.
Open
man.
Invitation.
Looking forward to it for sure. We're your home for Pelicans basketball as well, buddy.
Yeah, and I want to say one other thing. Will Clapp is with the Saints. He's the left guard, and I just want to say to Will, shout out to you, Will. Go Tigers too. As Coach O would say, go Tigers.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate your time, man. Go enjoy the rest of your weekend. Come on by, check out Carl's store here.
20% off on is everything in the store. Everything 5'11", 20% off this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come on by.
Oh, there you go. It's your perfect chance to come test it out, except for Jordan. You have to pay full
price. Yeah, Jordan's not 20% off.
No, you have to pay full price.
Oh, I thought you were saying Jordan was 20% off.
I never get the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, you probably could use a new backpack, by the way. Nice little tactical backpack.
I really could.
I misunderstood. Really, I thought Joey said Jordan was 20% off today. I misunderstood completely.
That's a completely different show.
My bad.
Completely different show. 6601 Veterans Boulevard. We're right across from Lafreniere Park. You cannot miss us right here in a little strip mall. It's right at the stoplight. Come in, give it a look-see, and you can get an idea of what this the store is, man. It's pretty cool. I was trying to think of what it was like. It's like the North Face meets the South.
Yeah, I think that's a good. But
makes sense.
You'll be struck by the quality when you go around.
But
yeah,
like, you know, if people are trying to think, okay, what it, you don't walk in here and it's not like just a barracks, you know?
Right. From
it looks like a store. If you've been to Chicago, the North Face store or something of that nature, it's an outdoors apparel company and an everyday apparel company, like Carl's just saying. And it specifies, and yes, it does have certain sections you can see it. I mean, tactical gear and all that other stuff, but it's a cool place if you come
in.
It
really is.
Really, honestly.
They got great t-shirts, great hats, and you know, all kind of things to check out.
I love the skull logo there as well. And look, they got stuff for the ladies too. I was looking at that blue one over there. Anna would look perfect in that.
Yep. They got some. The first thing that struck me when I walked in here was the quality of the clothing. You got to come check it out.
Sure. And as you know, hour two is brought to you by 511 by Carl Malone. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. And Jordan, if you want to follow the mailman on Twitter,
at the deliverer _32.
There you go. Say one more time.
At the deliverer.
There it is.
_32.
Good job. We'll be back on ESPN New Orleans.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses, because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Dum chugga chugga chugga, meow meow meow. Dum chugga chugga chugga, feel that confidence. Dum chugga chugga chugga. Did I say stop saving money? No. Dum chugga chugga chugga, meow meow meow.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
There's one candidate for sheriff who just stands out from all the rest. Mark Petrie, honorably discharged from the U.S. Navy twice. Trained in our sheriff's office before becoming lead investigator for our DA's office. Prepared and ready, Mark Petrie. Mark Petrie will run our sheriff's office transparently. The budget will be available to all, and Mark will always have an open door for our families. Prepared and ready. Vote Saturday, Mark Petrie, sheriff number 89. Paid for by the Mark Petrie Campaign.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Homa.
Golic and Wingo.
This is going to blow over in a couple of days.
Yeah, it is.
And we're going to go back to talking about Tyreek Hill fantasy value and the Chiefs as Super Bowl contenders. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you as a fan couldn't wait, because if we put this guy in a Raiders jersey, the same Chiefs fans would have skewered the league and skewered Tyreek Hill, called him every name in the book. So Chiefs fans aren't special or alone in this. They're just the case study. And maybe it's better that way, because Chiefs fans aren't seen as the bad fans. They're the nice fans, and they're doing the same things in all this. The worst part of the tribalism of sports fandom is on display, because you couldn't just leave well enough alone in this and sit and say, all right, yeah, he's going to be back. I don't need to go and celebrate this publicly. I don't need to have this release or this catharsis, however I feel about this, because nobody wins. Suspended or not suspended, nobody was going to feel good. Nobody was going to win. There's no winners or losers here.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003. Earl, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got for us, man?
Hey, Gus, how's it going, buddy?
Doing well, man. What you got?
Well, this is the first time I'm going to be going to an LSU game in 17 years, and my girlfriend has never been, so we're pretty excited about going.
Wow.
Okay.
And Gus, tell me what you think, man. I think it's pretty simple, even though I guess it's not simple. But Florida the last 2 years has gashed us for over 200 yards running the ball. If we stop the run and you got to get that guy in a predictable passing thing, I think we blow him out. Gus, I really do. If we stop the run, I think we'll beat Florida 41-16.
Ooh, I'm jotting it down. 41-16. Merle. Jordan, the intern.
41-16.
All right.
And like I love the show, Gus. And I know Florida's D-line, Gus, is really good. But if Florida gets pressures on us with just the four down linemen, mm-hmm. it could be a problem. But if they have to bring the blitzes and all that, Joe Burrow is going to eat him up. I love the show, and just tell me what you think, Gus. Always keep up the great work.
Appreciate it, Earl, as always, man. 800-998-1003. We have a home for you. Look, I'm with you. I think one thing that's going to be interesting here is, and I mentioned this yesterday during the show, Jordan, and towards the end, pretty much everyone we talked to, including Lee Sterling, who was trying to tell me grass is going to be a factor in Jacksonville for the Saints, but we haven't found anybody to tell us this game's going to be close,
yeah.
Right? And I think it comes down to when you look at Florida's offense, do they have the weapons? Do they have the players that can compete, I guess, for an offense that has been putting up points, right? And when you look at it, it's a pretty remarkable difference, really, in terms of averages, right? I mean, just looking at, statistically, LSU averaging 54.6 points per game. They're averaging 32. I mean, that's a big difference. That's, you know, over 20 points. Points allowed per game, LSU almost 20, 9 for them. But have they faced an offense that's sort of similar in that situation? LSU's average offensive yards, by the way, 571. Gators, 424. LSU, would you ever have thought if I told you 571 yards is the average so far, the average through five games? And on top of that, they're averaging 416 passing. 416 passing. You just kind of furled your brow there, right? I mean, 416 passing.
I mean, those numbers are close to what LSU's putting up.
That is LSU. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you were talking.
No.
I was looking at Florida.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's what I'm getting at. Look, they're averaging 284, LSU 416. They're averaging 139 on the ground, LSU 155. They're just the better offense.
Right.
And again, maybe it's a little different with Felipe Franks. And I just, you know, I watched that game pretty much most of it, Florida and Auburn, you know, in and out from making sure the kid didn't run outside over my sisters and stuff. But I think LSU's offense, if they start putting points up, Florida's just not built to go back and forth and do that. And then Dave Aranda can just unleash them. You know, Earl, 41-16 is your score. I think LSU covers. I definitely think LSU covers. And again, the latest line, 13.5. Uptown Ruler, what you got for you, for us, bud? D, we're coming to you next.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you about the Alabama score.
Uh-oh, Alabama and A&M, what you got?
45-17 LSU.
Wow, okay. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah. Okay, I was making sure. Give me the Saints Jaguars
score. And the Saints score will be 24-10.
24-10, okay. 24-10. You're New Orleans Saints. I'll take that. Again, I'll take 11-10. I mean, just get out of there with the win at this point, you know? But I do think it, you know, again, I think the Saints are just the better football team all the way around. Thank you, Uptown Ruler. Appreciate it. D, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover as we're live at 511 by Carl Malone over here in Metairie. What you got, man?
Hey, man, speaking of Carl Malone, the mailman delivered, huh? Not too bad.
No, it's not too bad.
Listen, I basically was calling a couple of things. The first off, with LSU, if LSU wins this week, which they should, and which, I mean, I always go with what Vegas says, and they should put it on Florida pretty good. Hopefully they do. If they do that, you tell me of what other school, and it doesn't mean anything on week five or week six or whatever, but you tell me what team is number one over LSU if they beat Florida. Because Bama hasn't played anyone, okay?
Yeah.
And Clemson hasn't played anyone besides Notre Dame, and they almost got beat by North Carolina. I mean, do you think I'm right? I mean, honestly, I mean, if you beat Texas and you beat Florida, two top 10 teams, and you're not number one, then you're only picking for what you think because of what you think is talented on the team instead of what is happening on the field. If you are picking number one that is happening on the field, then it's LSU all the way right now. There's no team that can say anything more than what LSU has done. Am I right at that?
Look, I'll say this, man. I have a hard time understanding a lot sometimes in how the nation perceives certain things. Like, it doesn't matter. Close your eyes, pick a year, right? Every year. Oklahoma, Ohio State. It's, you know, there's four or five teams, no matter who they play, what they play, yet they'll use the same argument. Well, it's not, take LSU out of it. Just anybody else. Well, they haven't played anybody, and they haven't either. You know, I mean, I'm hearing how Jalen Hurts is killing it at Oklahoma, and okay, he's completing the passes, that's fine. But in one of the games in which they were trying to compare to what Burrow did, literally their receivers were 35 yards open. With the team that they were playing was so bad, the receiver could catch a 3-yard pass and take it the distance for 70 yards. And yet they're saying, that's why Hurst is the Heisman. I'm like, he threw a 3-yard pass. But here's the thing, D. Don't worry about where they ranked, where they – the schedule that's laid out in front of the Tigers, if they take care of their business, it will be without doubt. You know what I'm saying? It'll be undisputed. If you beat number 7 Florida, Auburn just got done being ranked in the top 10, maybe to get back in by that game in 2 weeks, maybe not, but regardless, that's going to be a big win. And bottom line, in November, if you go to Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama, no one's going to be not putting you at one, right? I mean, and even if they don't, if it's one or two, whatever, man. I mean, they're in the playoffs. Remember, you got to get in the top four. And I actually think if Bama's the only loss by this team, to your point, though, that you're making, D, because you've played some nice teams and some good competition, I think they could probably still lose to Bama and probably be considered one of those top four teams, to be honest with you. I honestly believe that.
I totally agree with you for sure. But look, let me throw one more at you also. That game last night that we watched, if you see ESPN or anybody else put the power rankings out and New England's number one, somebody needs to be shot because that team did not look like the number one team to me. First off, that offensive line, you put any kind of the top defenses against that offensive line, and Tom Brady's going to crumble like a cracker.
I mean, when Tom Brady got hit a ton, he got sacked with 3 times, 6 pressures on him. He got hit 6 times, sacked 3 times, and the Giants literally could not get out of their own way. And they have so many injuries on offense and defense. They're a comedy of errors.
Anytime he couldn't go to Edelman, which is this quick outlet, anytime they took away Edelman and he had to go another direction, two things happened. One, he was overthrowing the ball. Well, he was throwing the ball so early, it wasn't even getting there to his receiver, and he was going to the ground. As far as I'm concerned, don't get me wrong, that's a good defense they got. But as far as I'm concerned, I didn't see anything last night. And remember, they played 5 teams with a record of, I think it's like 5-14. The Saints are playing their first team this week, okay, that has a losing record. I mean, I could pick most probably 4 or 5 teams right now that ESPN needs to put ahead of New England because, I mean, they just have too easy of a slate. And look, I'm not putting them down. It is what it is. You still have to play teams to get to the bowl. But what I seen last night, come on, man, that ain't a good Giants team. And the Giants almost fell into a win last night, honestly.
I'll say this. They had opportunities early on, early on in that game despite the final score of that. Thank you for the phone call, D. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for stopping in. Quick break. We come back. Casey Gisclair. We'll talk a little high school football as we are live at 5-11 by Carl Malone here in Metairie. Stop on by. Can't miss us right here, right across the street from Lafferty Park, the entrance. And, of course, a quick tweet out there, Jordan.
Waylon on Twitter. I have a pair of 5-11 boots that I've been having for 5 to 6 years now that I still wear 2 to 3 times a week. 5-11 is one of the best brands out there.
That's unsolicited.
No, we didn't. Okay. We didn't plan for that.
I do love one of these backpacks, by the way. And everything, by the way, this weekend is 20% off in the store. It's a little fall sale going on. Anything you see, 20% off. It's the Sports Hangover, your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Hello, friends. This is Donnie LaRio, a candidate for state representative. I am extremely proud of my Louisiana Cajun heritage and culture. We are going to lose it forever if we don't work together to save it. District 54 is surrounded by the largest estuary system in America. I will work to develop and support legislation that will affect and protect our seafood industries. From rebuilding the oyster and crabbing industries to working towards obtaining a fair market price for our shrimpers. On October 12th, please vote for Donnie LaRio, number 88, for state representative, District 54. Paid for by Donnie LaRiel.
And now, smooth thoughts from Goodyear Auto Service.
As a technician, I love to see smooth rides drive by. Hey, man, because we offer lifetime balancing and rotation for every tire we sell. Looking smooth, Billy.
This has been Smooth Thoughts from Goodyear Auto Service. Now through October 13th, get up to $200 back by online or mail-in rebate on select sets of four Goodyear Eagle tires when you use your Goodyear credit card. To learn more, visit GoodyearAutoservice.com. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You want to go check them out over on Twitter, Jordan the Intern. How can you do that?
You can go follow them on Twitter at 511 Tactical.
Pell's releasing a little bit. Drew Holiday's out today, a little quad contusion, so resting that a little bit. As they get ready to take on the Jazz tonight, 7 o'clock, we'll be out there at Pelicans warm-up. I'm literally right now texting Daniel, trying to find out exactly where on the concourse we will be. We're going to be doing a show on the concourse right there several times this season, including tonight. Casey Gisclair joins us to talk a little prep football as well. Casey, how you doing, bud?
Doing fine, fellas. How are y'all?
You got Pell's fever yet, dude?
I do, man, especially seeing Zion go big in that last preseason game. Yeah, it's an exciting time.
I mean, you sure he went big, though, according to Shannon Sharp? You know, it's just a layup line. You know, there's nothing impressive about what he did, 29 points in 27 minutes. It's incredible.
Like to see Shannon Sharp do that.
You're right. I love that. It's sort of like that thing, Casey, where people have like quarterbacks or offenses, you know, well, who have they played? You still have to do it. You still have to go about and do it. Even if the other team stinks, you still have to go out there and actually do it. At Casey_JustClaire is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Casey, let's get right into it. Got a handful of games. I have one that I keep my eye on in particular, obviously being a Brother Martin alum. But let's start with Thibodeau and Hanville. What can you tell us about that?
Both of these teams are undefeated. This is going to be a big 5A matchup. Hanville is surprisingly quietly undefeated. They're a team that gets a lot of noise out in the River Parishes, but they're 5-0. Not very many people are talking about them. Defensively, they're very sound. They've beaten Carabone and East St. John. Heck, they shut out East St. John last weekend. Darrell Evans is a good player. He's going to move the team forward for them on the ground. For Thibodeau, it's the opposite. Thibodeau is sort of that Texas Tech-style team. They're going to want to throw the ball 45, 50 times tonight. And the interesting stat about Thibodeau, guys, they're 5-0. They've beaten some really good competition. They have yet to win the turnover battle one time this season. They turn over the ball like crazy and are finding ways to win games. If they could put together a clean game, look out.
Casey, Holy Cross and Easton, the Tigers, Holy Cross playing Jesuit last week in that big game, over a century now of having matchups there. But what about tonight's matchup against Easton for them?
Well, I'm facing a big-time animal in Warren Easton, a team that's kind of hungry. They had lost two straight games but got back on the winning track last week, beating Landry Walker. But Holy Cross, I mean, they got good vibes about them after getting that big win against Jesuit. John Wooten's a good quarterback, man. He managed the game really well in that 20-14 ball game. Obviously, they lost that ball game last week against Jesuit. My apologies. Wooten's going to look to make some big plays. He's going to look to try to extend that Warren Easton defense. They're going to have to make big plays, and they're going to have to score some points because Warren Easton is really good offensively, and they can hang a crooked number in no time.
Casey, tomorrow,
at 2 o'clock, my brother Martin Crusaders taking on Rummel. We're going to have Coach Monica and Coach Bonice on later on, 1:45 and 2 o'clock, respectively. Offense versus defense. This is an old school, I guess, battle of whose side of the football can beat the other, right?
No doubt about it. Brother Martin is very stingy. Rummel is putting up some points, and both of these teams actually, I think, are playing better defense than what maybe they expected to in the preseason. Rummel is turning defense into offense. They've scored 4 defensive touchdowns this season.
Wow.
On Rummel's side of the coin, they're going to have to stop Brother Martin's two-headed monster. Dylan Spears and Chris Smith at tailback. Those guys have combined for nearly 1,000 yards this season. If Rummel could stay ahead of the chains defensively, I like their chances. But this is going to be a game where I think points are going to be at a premium. Both of these teams are going to be able to stop the other, at least in my opinion. And look, the winner of this matchup is going to be poised to be undefeated for a late-season matchup against John Curtis a little later in the year. Look out.
St. Augen Jesuit, can you tell us about that?
Well, a lot going on in St. Aug, right? I mean, they lose their head coach in the middle of the week after that video surfaced online, and lose 2 assistant coaches, and Purple Knights were 3-0, but have lost 2 straight. They always say the kids are very resilient and can handle adversity, but we're going to find out because they're going to be taking on a Jesuit team that has looked awfully good in the last couple of weeks. They beat Holy Cross, as we talked about earlier. Grant Jordan at quarterback is doing a good job making plays and keeping those guys on the field on third down. I want to see St. Augustine's mental state tonight. I want to see emotionally those guys, can they handle everything that's been going on, keep pushing forward. If they can, boy, what a good feeling it would be for those young men to be able to go out there and get a win after everything that's been taken from them.
It's a lot of adversity when you think about it, right? Not only losing your coach at this point of the season, but as you mentioned, other staff, you know, as well. It does kind of test leadership in that locker room.
Yeah, young men thrive on continuity and rhythm and routine, and that's all been taken away from St. Augustine. I'm so curious to see how they're going to look tonight.
Anything else stand out to you that we should be paying attention to tonight and tomorrow? Some games of note?
Well, how many points John Curtis can score against Shaw? pick a number from, I guess, 40 to 100, I guess, right? That's the time
really?
Of they've been on this season. Colin Guggenheim, yo, he is such a threat out there for the Patriots. I don't think there's any doubt that they're going to get the win tonight. I'm just curious to see how polished they look against Shaw.
Casey, tomorrow, obviously, a little sports corner. We'll be talking a lot about LSU, Florida, Saints, Jags, the Pels game tonight. So let's do a little roundtable, quick hot takes to kind of tease us for tomorrow. Let's start with Sunday. It's the furthest day out. Saints, Jags, I'm being told grass is going to be a factor. All these analysts, grass is going to be a factor. The mustache from Gardner Minshew, the Saints will be. Come on, man. How are the Jags favored in this game?
I don't know. That's a very good question, because I don't think the Jags would be favored to beat the Cowboys or the Seahawks, and the Saints beat both of those teams. So if you're a betting man, sometimes I am, depending on which state I am in, I would take the Saints in that game. I think they're going to find a way to get it done.
LSU and Florida, I can't find anybody that's telling me they're not going to cover the Tigers. I'm getting 41-16 just a little bit ago from Earl, one of our callers. A bunch of other analysts are predicting a big blowout win. What do you see in Death Valley tomorrow night?
When I break down the matchup, I think LSU should be favored heavily, as they are. But a word of caution, whenever a team is a decisive underdog in this rivalry, the underdog usually rises to the occasion and makes it a close, hard-fought game. I think LSU's going to win the game, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than what people expect it to be.
Okay, there you are. And, of course, little Pels taking on the Jazz. Nate, give me one thing before we wrap up here, Casey, that you've taken away from 2 preseason games.
This team has depth. If a couple of guys get injured or if a couple of guys need a night off, they could do so and not automatically have to chalk up the game as a loss. They could play 9 or 10 players. And in the NBA's Western Conference, where there are several elite teams, you're going to need that to be able to survive an 82-game season.
Casey, good stuff, my friend. At Casey _ Just Glare. Enjoy the show tomorrow. Enjoy the weekend of Deportes. And we'll talk next Friday, a little high school football, man.
Sounds good, guys.
There he goes, Casey Just Glare. Join the intern. I just got it. From Daniel Salerson, he'll be joining us here as well. Jake Madison's going to join us in that first half hour. It's called Pelicans Warm Up, little pre game show. Section 104 on the concourse. Section 104. So if you get there for the game when the doors open at 6, just look over for Section 104, and you can come by and throw anything you would like at Jordan the Intern.
Why does everything have to be me? And
I don't know. It just came out so naturally. It just sounded so much fun. It really did. How about we do like?
How about you greet me with a handshake?
We can find like a little like paper basket. You know, the waste basket. We can like crumple up with some paper and stuff, and you can have like a little pop a shot competition with some folks. All that.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I beat anyone that would challenge me.
There it is. That's what I was angling for.
I'm good at that stuff.
I was angling for you to tell me that no one does basketball.
No one crumples up a piece of paper and throws it into a garbage can better than me.
No one crumples up a piece of paper than you and gets a basket. There you go. Stop on by tonight. We're excited. I can't wait to get to the arena, literally. I'm down the street from where I live, so I'm getting home. I'm changing. Psh, we're gone. I'm ready.
I'm excited.
I want to get there early.
Set up early.
I'm ready. I can't wait. It's ridiculous. It's preseason. I'm pumped up. I feel like it's the home opener. We'll be there, by the way, doing it from Section 104 on the concourse for the home opener as well. Several times this year we'll be going live before Pelicans warm up. And then, of course, tip off right here in your home for Pelicans basketball. Hour one's been brought to you by the King Firms. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. We are live at 511 Tactical. I call Malone. Come on by in Metairie. We'll see you here in a quick sec. Don't go anywhere. Mike Triplett next on ESPN New Orleans.
Customer needs assistance in appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Some folks call it autumn. Some call it fall. Here in South Louisiana, we call it football season. And when you're ready to get your tailgating done the right way, head to Rod's Superstore. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore, 808 Barrow Street in Houma?
New friend building.